This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirming India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous, resilient and safe BIMSTEC region. The foreign ministers from the BIMSTEC member states today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The Prime Minister had fruitful discussions with the ministers on strengthening the regional cooperation in areas including connectivity, energy, trade, health, agriculture, science, security and people-to-people exchanges. During the meeting, Mr. Modi highlighted BIMSTEC's significance to India's neighbourhood first and look east policies as well as in its Sagar vision for security and growth for all in the region. India and Bhutan have agreed to work together in the areas of climate change, air quality, forest, wildlife management and capacity building in the field of environment and climate change. A delegation from the Bhutan, headed by Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Jem Shering, met Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, in New Delhi. Both the leaders discussed issues related to air quality, climate change, forests, natural resources, wildlife and renewable energy. Mr. Singh stated that both countries share same geography, ecosystem as well as common values of democracy. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case on the 25th of last month. The report of the Uniform Civil Code in Uttarakhand is available to the general public from today. Chairman of the Rules and Implementation Committee, Shatrughan Singh, released the report of the expert committee, Uniform Civil Code, Uttarakhand. It is available in 4 volumes. The report of the expert committee is available on the website www.ucc.uk.gov.in. The Enforcement Directorate has detained Karnataka former minister B. Nagendra in the money laundering case today. The Ballari Rural Assembly constituency MLA from Congress was taken into custody today morning in Bengaluru to probe the alleged scam in the Karnataka Maharishi Valmiki Scheduled Tribes Development Corporation, where funds worth 187 crore rupees were transferred illegally. ED had conducted raids at 20 locations in Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana yesterday as part of the registered case under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. In Nepal, 7 Indians along with at least 60 passengers went missing today when 2 buses were swept away by Trishuli River in Simultal in Chitwan, Ikshakamana. The buses carrying passengers went missing in Trishuli River early this morning in the landslides at Simultal area along the Narayan Ghat Mugling Road section in Chitwan district. The buses were carrying a total of 65 passengers. In Assam, the flood situation improved further, but more than 2,500 villages of 86 revenue circles across 26 districts are still reeling under the flood, and over 39,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. There is no report of loss of human life due to flood during the last 24 hours. The river Brahmaputra, Burhi Vihing, Dishong and Kushiara are flowing above danger level. Meanwhile, Indian Meteorological Department has warned of heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Assam. South Korea and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, have signed an agreement on a mutual recognition process for military airworthiness certification. It is NATO's first such deal with an Asian country. Under the deal signed yesterday, NATO will recognize the Seoul government's airworthiness certification for South Korean-made planes. And in tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's doubles semi-finals at the Braunschweig Challenger, also known as Bravo Open in Braunschweig, Germany, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.